One day in class, Duncan went to take out his crayons and found a stack of letters with his name on them.
"Hey, Duncan. It's me, Red Crayon. We need to talk. You make me work harder than any of your other crayons. All year long, I wear myself out coloring fire engines, apples, strawberries, and everything else that's red. I even work on holidays. I have to color all the Santas at Christmas and all the hearts on Valentine's Day. I need a rest. Your overworked friend, Red Crayon."
"Dear Duncan, all right, listen. I love that I'm your favorite crayon for grapes, dragons, and wizards' hats, but it makes me crazy that so much of my gorgeous color goes outside the lines. If you don't start coloring inside the lines soon, I'm going to completely lose it. Your very neat friend, Purple Crayon."
"Dear Duncan, I'm tired of being called light brown or dark tan, because I am neither. I am beige and I am proud. I'm also tired of being second place to Mr. Brown Crayon. It's not fair that Brown gets all the bears, ponies and puppies, while the only things I get are turkey dinners, if I'm lucky, and wheat. And let's be honest, when was the last time you saw a kid excited about colouring wheat? Your beige friend, Beige Crayon."
"Duncan, Grey Crayon here. You're killing me. I know you love elephants, and I know that elephants are grey, but that's a lot of space to colour in all by myself. Don't even get me started on your rhinos, hippos and humpback whales. You know how tired I am after handling one of those things. Such big animals. Baby penguins are grey, you know. So are very tiny rocks. Pebbles. How about one of those once in a while to give me a break? Your very tired friend, Grey Crayon."
"Dear Duncan, you colour with me, but why? Most of the time I'm the same colour as the page you are using me on. White. If I didn't have a black outline, you wouldn't even know I was there. I'm not even in the rainbow. I'm only used to colour snow or to fill in empty space between other things. And it leaves me feeling, well, empty. We need to talk. Your empty friend, White Crayon."
"Aye, Duncan. I hate being used to draw the outline of things. Things that are coloured in by other colours, all of which think they're brighter than me. It's not fair when you use me to draw a nice beach ball and then fill in the colours of the ball with all the other crayons. How about a black beach ball sometime? Is that too much to ask? Your friend, Black Crayon."
"Dear Duncan, as Green Crayon, I am writing for two reasons. One is to say that I like my work. Loads of crocodiles, trees, dinosaurs and frogs. I have no problems and wish to congratulate you on a very successful colouring things green career so far. The second reason I write is for my friends, Yellow Crayon and Orange Crayon, who are no longer speaking to each other. Both crayons feel they should be the colour of the sun. Please settle this soon, because they're driving the rest of us crazy. Your happy friend, Green Crayon."
"Dear Duncan, Yellow Crayon here. I need you to tell Orange Crayon that I am the colour of the sun. I would tell him, but we are no longer speaking. And I can prove I'm the colour of the sun too. Last Tuesday you used me to colour the sun in your Happy Farm colouring book. In case you've forgotten, it's on page 7. You can't miss me. I'm shining down brilliantly on a field of yellow corn. Your pal, and the true colour of the sun, Yellow Crayon."